Baruch Hashem, the shiur this week is being learned L'Nishma Shem Avigdor Menachem Ben Rav Mordechai Tzvi Olam Shalom.
Shkayach Amen, we're giving you the opportunity to get together with the might at the beginning of Hanukkah, and hopefully Baruch Hashem with Chana talking Yonam that over the week should develop in people's minds, and please keep me updated and post it of whatever his office or Giroin that you come up with in the evening. The first questions that hit everybody as they go to the Hanukkah is the difference between the Yavam's approach of the Jewish problem to all the other Umasayim. All the other Umasayim, the way they deal with the Jewish problem, as we know it, we've suffered already through Kamagolasin, that they just want to annihilate. The Yavanim are the only ones, or the first ones, that are trying to be Mechalo Am Yisrael. They're not trying to be Mechala Am Yisrael. They're trying to make Chalulim. They'll be Mechalo the Beis HaMikdash. They're not out to burn the Beis HaMikdash. They want to be Mechalo it. They want to be Mechalo the Bnei Yisrael with the Gzeir of Tibor Had and Tchila. They want to be Mechalo the Kedushas HaTeirai. They take them the Yavanas. They come up with different ways that it should remain intact. Yiddishkeit, the Jewish people, and all what they own, the Rechush, meaning the Beis HaMikdash and the Torah, should remain intact, just without its Kedusha, without its Azionius. This was the difference and the uniqueness of how Yavan dealt with the Jewish problem, more than every other woman. I was trying to go after where is the Shairish Shalem, and where is the source in Kol Yimei Olam that they should have such a unique approach. What exactly gives birth to this? Who are they? Who are these Yavanim? I understand why, let's say, Esav has a sin in Yisrael. I understand why Yishmael has a sin in Yisrael. They feel they come from similar lineage. Each one claims to be from Zera Ovis. Why is it that you just run away with everything, with all the Yerusha Salam? But what is the Yavanim says, not Islam Yisrael, more than all Shem Umas? Who are they? What are they? And what gives birth to this unique Islamis? And I think we'll be able, if we go to the source of it, we'll be able to be mimic in what the Aristotle is. And the source is a parasha in the end of Noach. That it says over there, this was after the Mabul, and Noach was Neteya Korim, Vayesht, Minayayim, Vayishkor, Vayizgal, Besecha Holoi. And the story happens where it appears in the Chumash, Shem and Yefes are both involved in the story. And it looks like from Chazal that Shem over here is the progenitor of Yisrael, and Yefes is the progenitor of Yavan in this story. Now, as Yefes is the father of a number of Umas, one of them is Yavan, and Shem is the father of many Umas, and one of them is Yisrael. But it looks like the schar of this Maisa, as it appears in Pirush Rashi, went to Yisrael and to Yavan. So apparently the spiritual ears of this Maisa, meaning, the spiritual ear of Shem's role in the Maisa, Yisrael was Neichel, and the spiritual ear of Yefes' role in this Maisa, Yavan was Neichel, was Yerush. And interestingly, here in this Pasuk, they were working in tandem, together. Shem and Yefes got together and to undo sort of what Ham did. And now in the Bayi Sheni, in the time of the story of Chanukah, they're misnagging to each other. Let's take a trace this. Let's see what happened over here in the story. The Torah says, "Vayizgal b'seichahol, vayar chom avikinan eiservis oviv, vayagir l'shnei yechom vachutz." So the two brothers hear that their father is megula, vayikach shem v'yefes is hasimla, vayosim lal shchem shneim, vayilchul achiranes, vayichas v'servis avim, u'pneim achiranes, v'ervis avim lo yirol. The Torah is made that they did it in the oifen that they would not see Erebus Aviyah. This was the Derecher of the Shevi Yefes did, Biyachas to what Chom did. Chom is Vayyar, Erebus Aviv, and Shevi Yefes are doing it, Vayel Chachizanes, Vayichas to Erebus Aviyah. Now, Rashi makes a fantastic deek in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Vayikach, Loshin Yochid, Shevi Yefes is a similar. Vayosimu, Loshin Rabbim, Vayelch, Loshin Rabbim, Vayichasu, Upneim, Loiro, everything is Loshen Rabbim. But state of war from Vayikach, Loshen Yochid, not Vayikach. So Rashi Melamed that shame was in the Samitz b'mitzvah Yeser the Yefes. Because although they did the Maisa together and everything they're doing is together, but there was a chilik in the Samtzus and the Hizdarzus between Shem and Yefes. What's the pshat in this chilik? What was the difference? So, L'chayit, to learn pshat in the union, and Rashi goes a little further. Rashi says that because there was such a distinction in the Asiya that Shem did it with more Samtzus and more Zrizus, that's why the schar of Shem and Yefes are two different schar also. Rashi says that Shem was zeichet to a talis shel tchelis, a beged of tzitzis, and Yefes was zeichet to, Rashi brings that in the Milchemes Gogemolim there are going to be many fallen soldiers from Yefes in that war. They're going to be zeichet to kavura. And Rashi brings the psukim in Yecheskel about the Milchemes Gogemolim by Yoyim Ahu etzim lekoyim kever legoyik. That Goyim, meaning Yavon, they're going to be zeichet to some sort of kfura for the fallen soldiers in Milchemes Gogemolik. And this is startling. You tell me they did the exact same Maisa. Shem v'Yefes both are Vayosim v'Alshchem Shneim v'Yeluch l'Acharanes v'Yichas v'Zel v'Zavim Pnei Avim l'Yol. They did everything the exact same. The whole chilik was the Hizdarzus. V'Yikach and not V'Yikru melamed Shem Nisam Estrila. Because of his dowses, the schar is in such a total different dimension that Hashem is zeichet to a beged of tzitzis, which is a gewaltige covered. It's a beged malchus. It's shokol can you call a mitzvahs. This trelis over there, which is daima l'rokia and daima l'kisya covered, and it's a constant thing. The whole zari is zeichet to that. Yefes got a one-time thing, a kvura for some of the mazim that fell in the mechamel lawsuit. Something is not making sense over here. If you tell me they both did the same maisa, the whole chilik is in the zrizus, you would expect that there should be a chilik in the schar, but not that the schar should be of a total different dimension. You would expect that maybe the schar comes to Shem b'zrizus, it comes b'hagdoma, it comes quicker. The dogma to this would be, let's say, the tzeira and the bechira both. No, one was mizdaras first. So the figure kodma abedeiris is all. In other words, they both get the same schar. They both produce an eim hamalchus. One produces roots, and one produces rechava eim nama eim rechava. They both get the same schar. Now, since the bechira was nizdaras first, it was her zeiras first, and the minute she gets the schar called medal of deiras yisrael. That makes sense that the schar is the exact same. Just it's a question of that the zrizis will get you the schar more bezrizis. But how can it be over here that the whole chilik is only this reason and the schar is of a whole different dimension? This is when he's
a follower, and the follower wouldn't have done nothing without the doer.
I understand. So I'm showing you from the Bechir and Tzira over there also, it was a follower, right? The older one is the one who had to say it was first, and she said it to the other one. But talking about Tzira, everything is her, and I feel like the following is a big zach. It's not a reason not to get the big schar. You're following, you're doing the same mitzvah, the same discomfort, whatever was involved in there, the same mitzvah, just the one who has more seder should get the schar quicker. But why should it be of such a total different dimension?
I'm
trying to get into that also.
That's,
you know,
it's not just the
schar. Yeah. I understand. We have to get more into the details. Right now I want to talk a little bit about the klal. And if we're zeichet to understand the klal, then the pratim should follow. And we'll see if it does. We'll try. Let's try to get this. So even though what you're saying might have made sense, but once we see from the Tzira and the Bechira that it's a similar Tzira, even though one was the same, so Shema Menor, the Chilik should not be that great. But to say Pshat Ninyin, it's the Chayri Gans Klov, Amit Yishol Teira, what happened over here was like this. We're still to the Gemara Sanhedrin, we state that Chom, Vayar Chom, is El Vazov, state Vayar. Zog the Gemara Sanhedrin that Vayar is all Lashon Nekiya. He did much more than just the Riyah. Shtei machlekes Ramish Molchadom a sol soy v'chadom a rovoy. Fight me more the kasha. Bishlon the mandom a sol soy. So I did a series. He was menea from Chom from having a ben Ravi. So that's why. He was menea from Noyah to have a ben Ravi. So that's why Noyah cursed his ben Ravi. Cursed Klan all Klan. But in Tavil mandom a rovoy. So why is that Moshayach to the Ben Revi of Chom? Why is that Moshayach to now? Why do you say, oh, Kanani, Shulat, he behead you? Zog the Yimor, that both Madam Rima Moida, that he was Sorsay. and the klal over here shtel to the sarsoi. No, one man held that besides the sarsoi, there was also a hofer. Meaning, sarsoi is the kuliyama, and the klal that Meir gave was directed to the sarsoi, and that's why he directed it to Kanaan to be meneir from him, because he wanted to be meneir from Meir to Ben Levi. And one man holds there was also a hofer as well. This is the Gemara. So, shteit no teira, vayar choma v'kanaan aser v'sofer, vayar means what? Sarsoi the kuliyama and hofer the chagmado. He told him what? He told him just the Vayar? Or he told him the whole story? And why did they tell him the whole story? He told him the Sarsay. So let's work now the Kuliyam. He told him that not just a father is Megula, but I was Mesarazim too. Shtei Vayikach, Shem Vayefes, is a similar Melamed that Shem was in Samas Tchiva. There was a very fundamental difference in what was Ma'ir Shem to go take the Begid and be Mechaseh of his Ovev, and what was Moichah Yefes. The minute Shem heard that his father's Megula, even before he heard Sarsai, even before he heard that there was a mutilation, Chal to go from Noach, that was enough of a reason for him to get up and want to go be Mechaseh of his Ovev. He understood that that itself is a Bezoyan Noach, and it's a Kedai to go be Mechaseh. He was ready, and his Yisayras came earlier. Yefes, until he heard that there was Sarsoi, he didn't have the Zeres to go. Shem was in Zdaras Tchila. That means that Yefes needed more to hear in order to have the Zeres. Yefes looked at it that this day is Megula, that's not so terrible. That's the beauty of the Teva, and make a sculpture out of it. He don't see any big bizarre in that. You tell me that there was a mutilation, Chal on the body. You tell me that there was a sorcery. That's not a gefelach. Let's go. So at that point, Yefes gets up and takes the simla and it goes together with Shem. He tells to Shem to go do the exact same maisa. But the hisayrus for the maisa wasn't just a question of zrizus. Zrizus is indicative of a total different maisa. How do I know this? How do we see this? We see this clearly from the schar. The schar that Shem gets is a beggared. That a matan kovar ultimately is all the beggar from trailers and the beggar from tzitzis. The schar that Yefes gets is that mutilated bodies that are on the field that were killed, there's zeicher to a kisri of kvura. So you see from the schar that it was clearly indicative that that was what happened in the Maisa. That what drove Shem to go do it was the bezoin of just not being mechosa. And Mamela Kenegda, he's zeicher to a kisui, which is a gewaldige covenant, a gewaldige erech. And what drove Yefes to do it was only the mutilation when he heard Sarsai, and that's when he's zeicher that the mutilated bodies get taken. But it's like clearly there was a whole different mice, a whole different seiras. And let's be mimic a little bit to understand. Why taka Yefes? What's the machlekes over here, Shem Yefes? Sure. Right? Let's understand the machlekes over here. Yefes does not seem to be a big bazillion. This, that he's uncovered. Which, this as the father of Yehovah, and this makes a lot of sense. We know about this. But what's the difference? The way I understand it is that the Shem, as the father of Yisrael over here, he looks at it that the goof of a person is actually his weak point. The goof is what's chaitis between him and his alienius. That's what's ma'akiv him from a certain shleimus of his karvus to Rabbi Shem. That is the part that lowers him from being a chelik al yainis. He has neshama gedayla v'gavoya, and it's caught up here in the goof. And the goof is sort of his weak point. So he's not proud of it, and he's uncomfortable if it's megula. The Yevonim, the Yefes over here, that they believe in the Teva, they look at it, the Guf is your strong point. There's no outer worldliness, there's no oil makdusha that you're starting to. We'll be mechal with that. That's all, not the Geya. What's the Geya is the physical world. The oil makteva, the oil matachin, that is what's real, and that is what counts, and that's what's of value, and that's what's to be appreciated. So Mamela, up until he hears that there was a mutilation, chal in the body of Noach, he doesn't see any reason to respond and to get up and to go be mechasa el v'sofif. So let's go a little way through this. Let's see. So here we're beginning to see the sheirish. But let's understand that even though the sheirish was different, they were mitzurif and asiyah. They're doing things together. They found the common ground. Let's look at the bracha. Vayikitz noyach mihenai vayedes asher otzol lebnei hakotan, and he gives the curse to Canaan. And then he says, Baruch Hashem l'kei shem v'hi Canaan eved loma yaftali kim liyefes v'hishkin b'ol l'shem. Yaftali kim liyefes, Chazal darshan, yaf yifusa shel yefes yishkin b'ol l'shem. The beauty of yefes should dwell in all Hashem. Rashi explains that the Beis Hamikdash, the Beis Sheni, was built with the architecture from Yavan. The Gemara explains that Sifrei Torah you're allowed to write in Ksav Yevonos, even though Shal Hashem is you're not allowed to write, but you have Yifusi Shal Yefes Yishkin Ba'al Hashem. And Noach seems to have been working in tandem together. The Yoifi of Yefes should be given into the Ahal of Hashem. What kind of bracha is that? What do you mean? He saved. He helped him. He was Mechasa. So you tell him that all the Yoifi of his should be given into his competing Umat, to be given into his brother? Yeah, if you Fusi Shul Yefes should be Shaykhim Baal Hashem. What kind of bracha that is? Brothers are always competing. So the extent of the bracha is that all your Yoifi should be over there by your brother. Explain to me, what is the value of that bracha? No, Avada Pshatning is like this. The Shteltzu is Kedai, Shteltzu, Loshteit, a famous vort from the Gro, that he raised the stira, that the Teyrus Mishabeach, the Yoifi, the Moyes, by Sora and by Rochel and by Rivka, the Teyrus Mishabeach, the Yoifi, the Moyes, and the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Shekachim, the Hevel Yoifi. The Pasuk over there seems to be Mazayiv, the Yoifi. So why is the Teyrus Mishabeach? So the Goyen says that if you read the end of the pasuk, it's pretty clear. Shekachim the hevel ayefi. That if it's just an external attraction, that's sheka and hevel. But each yiras Hashem, if the woman has the inner values of beauty and shleimus of Yerushalayim, then he tesal, he meaning the yefi. Then the yefi does have a value, because then the yefi is basically the physical expression of the pnimi is the yefi. So then the Yoifi has a value. Then it's not just deluding you. It's not just an attraction to something that it's not worthy of being attracted to. But Sha'inkim, if there's a chsor in the Yerushalayim, there's a chsor in the Pnim, so then the Chayin and the Yoifi is essentially just Hevel Sheker. It's leading you and it's attracting you to something which is not, in terms of essence, in terms of the substance, is not worthy of being attracted to. That's what the Goyin says. So Noach over here sees that Yefes has an appreciation for Teva. And it bothered him that there was a Sirus over here. He appreciates Teva in its entirety. He understands Yefi. He understands that. So what should I do? I should give him a bracha of Yefi. The check of the hell. It's empty. The only time he tesal, the only time he will on the Yefi is only if it's a pchin of ish yiras Hashem hitasal, only if it's the physical expression of the pnim yirtik yefi. So if the right sifre teira, beloshin yivonas, then there's a erech, then there's a value to the yefi. Then there's a value to what Yefes has. Or if they'll build a Beis HaMikdash with the architecture that they get from Yavan, the binyan hordes, so then that binyan is the expression of a pnim yirtik yefi that's there. So then hitasal. So Noach, hands were tied. His only way of giving of value and giving and being mevarchet that should be something of worth was only if it's going to be in the pchin of Yaftli Kim LeYefes V'Yishkin Baal Hashem. Otherwise, the Yefi is all shekev hev. Now, it looks like this is an important point that the Gemara in Yuma seems to say that the Mus Diyuchnai of Shimon HaTzadik would accompany Yovan on all his wars. And when he met with Shimon HaTzadik, he bowed in front of him, he prostrated himself in front of him, and he told everybody that it's his the Muzduk that I see the wars. What does that mean to say? That Shimon HaTzadik is behind him and with him on these wars? Is that what we're supposed to understand? Maybe Klal Yisrael's position at that time was that Yovan should indeed take over Paros and Monday. Very possible. Parsha Monday was then Mishabi with Am Yisrael, and Yovan was clearing it up, and he was taking over. And this is before Yovan was Poshti Derma Yisrael. This is before Antiochus. This was an earlier time when then Shimon HaTzadik and Yisrael and Yovan were able to work together. Noach HaTzadik had a vision of them working together, and not only had a vision of working together, they actually did work together. They worked in tandem. What happened in the story of Chanukah was that it got to a point that the Yevanim say that we are not interested in just being the physical expression of your inner beauty. Not only that, possibly they didn't perceive any more Klal Yisrael beauty. Like it says in the Bach, the Klal Yisrael were Misrashel Bavoida at that point, and that's what brought on the Yevanim. So once they were Misrashel Bavoida, it wasn't perceived anymore. There was no, they felt there's no reason for us to be buckled to you, and we are just in the prayer of Yaftali Kim Yev as we Yishkin B'Holy Shem. We're finished with this. So at that point, they try to make a chilul on all the Kedusha to make the point that the Yofi of Shem, I'm sorry, the Yofi of Yefes is a value b'fnei atzmai, and it's not only the physical expression of your primus, the Yofi. So they, when they look at the Yerushalayim, they think like this. Chazal say, Asor kavin Yofi, Yor deloilam, Tishanot in Yerushalayim. They look at Yerushalayim as the most beautiful city in the world. Heaven forbid to ever touch that. Heaven forbid to ever destroy that. Heaven forbid to make it in ruins, to bomb it out, to light a fire to the base of Yerushalayim. Absolutely not. We appreciate Yofi. 100%. We appreciate Yofi. And that's our bracha, that's our koyach, Yaftali Kim Yefes. We've appreciated it from the dawn of creation, from that story with Noach. We would never do anything like that. But we're going to be mechalad. We're going to make the point that it's the Yofi that's not the Ishiyos Hashem Hitzal, which is Rotzi, and we're going on our own and our own values. And this is where they have a whole different approach. They're out to be mechal, they're not out to ruin it. They would look at it that the last thing they would want to do is ruin such a beautiful thing. But this is the attitude, and this is where they're coming from. This was their Sheirish. I just want to be massive. One of the Koda, I read a story recently which I wanted to think about a little out loud with you. I read that the Briska Rav would go for health reasons to Switzerland. He was there a few times for his asthma. And he would often say that he's not here to appreciate the beauty of the Swiss Alps. And he doesn't even look at it. He's here just to breathe that air because it's healthier for him. He would often make the point he doesn't want to really be none from it. And on one occasion he explained why he doesn't want. He said to somebody that's the Yofi of Yerushalayim that's in Golis. Just like Klal Yisrael is in Golis. So the Yofi of Yerushalayim is also in Golis. It's in Golis in Switzerland. Klal Yisrael maybe went to Bavel. Klal Yisrael is north to Kol HaRatzis. But the Yofi went over here. And what doesn't make sense to me is that if he looked at it, that this is the Yofi of Yerushalayim that's in Golis, that would be a reason he had to look at it. That wouldn't be a reason not to look at it. Why would that be a reason not to look at it? Why would that be a reason not to enjoy it and not to appreciate it? Let's say he'd be in the Vatican and he'd see the tzitz, and that would be something not to look at because it's in Golis. Let's say they would have the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash, and I don't know if you'd step in there or not.
In Berlin, they said this is the new Yerushalayim, which is not good.
Nobody was saying it. He's the only guy who ever perceived that the Yofi of what's going on in Switzerland is the beauty of Yerushalayim. No one ever perceived that. He's the only one perceiving it. Nobody's claiming it's Yerushalayim. Why would you? Wouldn't there be a reason to want to appreciate it? So, and I think the answer is this. When it's in Yerushalayim, so then it's heat to Saludak. Then there's an error to that Yofi because then it's the physical expression of the Shenkei Yerushalayim. When it's in Switzerland, then it's not only the heat to the Yofi, then it's Shekhev Ahev. So then he's like, he didn't want to. He didn't look at it as something of attraction. He looked at it just being deluded and fooled into something. The way that we're going, that shows that the Yofi of Yerushalayim is all because maybe it's Kedai Shel to the Gemara state, Lagabe Rabbi Yechanan, that he used to sit there, Shaya the Tefillah, and he would say that I know Shaya from the Shufra of Yerushalayim, I'm from the last of the beautiful people of Yerushalayim. And he would sit by the Shire of the Tefillah so that the children should be Gemiria Reise Kavosi. In other words, that Shufra was not just to make a Chitzenius like a Shufra of the children. That Shufra was to make a Gemiria Reise Kavosi. Obviously, by being mistaken on his face, those Noshim would get his Surah Memeo, the child would look beautiful as well. But it was only a Yofi that would express the Gemiria Reise Kavosi. Only if there's a Yofi Yapimi. If there's no Yofi Yapimi, then there was no interest in it. The Yofi of Yerushalayim that Rabbi Yechon felt was still on him with Dalia, with Darav, and Afan Haira, all those in Yonam was all based on the Gemiri Ereise of Rabbi Yechon. So we talk over here, where the origins are, where they're coming from, what was the inyan, what was the chilik in the approach. That little deacon actually, vayikach, not vayikru, reflected entirely different mindset, entirely different values, entirely different appreciation, entirely different world outlook, which carried us through the centuries and through the continents to where we are to this day, and still trying to overcome the forces of Yehovah the way it appears today in our times. And let's hope that Be'ez Hashem, like the mitzvahs of Chanukah, the holiday dawn, the Avlokas Negers, and all the other Yonim of Chanukah, we're all Zeche to be in the Nigolim, become a Mamish.
Yeah,
they do reveal the time. I want this to be the Afrikaner.
You're tired.
You had one?
I'm the fine.